is in the Lord.
My hope,
amen,
is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Amen. Our hope is certainly in Him. There's not much in this world that we can hope for. But we know that we have nothing to worry about with Him. Amen. Completely at rest. God bless you. You may be seated for just a moment. Tonight we have a visiting minister. We have a brother, Sandy Beach, who's coming from Faith Tabernacle in Blacksburg, Virginia. And the pastor there is Sean Martin. We met Brother Sandy a few years back, I believe. It was either at Joe Green's meetings or when we were in Blacksburg. Been there a couple times. And anyway, just appreciate his spirit, appreciate his love of the Lord and his love for God's people and his desire to get this message into the hands of God's children. And Brother Sandy, I'll let him introduce himself or share a little bit about himself if he feels led, but he's done a lot of work in the Spanish-speaking countries or in Mexico and has a burden for that in particular. And so certainly we have something in common there, among other things. And he's here tonight with his wife, Sister Hannah, and his daughter, Natanya. God bless you. It's nice to have you with us tonight. And you can give him a hand clap. We are glad to have him. Amen. It's not always that a minister's family can join us, so we certainly appreciate that. It's a blessing to us, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to them too. Amen. How many want them to leave more blessed than they came?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know it's our brother's desire to be a blessing, but we pray that he'll get a blessing as well. We also, Brother Ortiz asks that we keep him in prayer as he's, I believe he's in Puerto Rico today. I think he was leaving last night, and if not, he's either on his way or he's there already, but visiting with his family. Is, I think his father is in his mid-90s now. Anyway, you live long enough, and your parents will be in the late season of their life, and you find that you need to touch bases a little more often, and never know when the last time that you'll get to see him. So keep our brother in prayer, and as he asked that we do that. So with that, if you'd like to stand, we'll invite our brother to come and take his liberty here tonight. Amen. And so as our brother Sandy comes, let's sing that song, I Need You, Lord, I Need You, Lord.
I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord, yes, I need you, Lord, right now.
Amen.
So I lift my hands and I bow my knees and worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right now.
Amen. With all your heart now, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right now. Yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right now. my hands and I bow my knees and worship at your throne. I need you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege, this time we can be together in your presence. Lord, we just ask you to move in a special way tonight. Lord, you know the needs of your people. Father, we're looking to you. As much as we'd like to help one another, Lord, we can't even help ourselves. So we depend on you, Lord, and we're just asking you to come and manifest your presence in this place. Lord, may you minister to every need. May the Holy Ghost, Lord, take the word and carry it to every heart, Father. And may you fulfill your purpose in each one. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank the Lord for this time I can be here with you and get to know more of my family. By the grace of God, we're all family. If we've been born again by the Spirit of God, it doesn't matter what country we come from or what language we speak, we're all one in Christ. And greetings from the saints in Virginia. I ask you to always remember us in your prayers. We need your prayers. God bless you, sister. Good to see you. Maybe seated just shortly. My name is actually Sanford Beach. And I asked my daddy, I said, Daddy, why did you call me Sanford? He said, so I could call you Sandy Beach. So Dad had a little bit of a sense of humor. But that's okay. Love the Lord and appreciate all he's done for me. Thankful that I'm not the same man I used to be. Not what I ought to be, but I'm glad I'm not what I was. He's still working on me. I mean, would say he's still working on me. Amen. You know, it has to be him. It has to be God working on us because, you know, Scripture says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So we need him to be the one that's doing the work. And I'm so glad that we can be confident that the one that began the good work is able to finish it. He'll bring it to perfection. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Well, I'm not going to say a whole lot about myself. By the grace of God, he's allowed us to do mission work for a number of years now in Mexico and Central and South America. Amen. And, I really love the Hispanic people. Amen. And I feel that's kind of where the Lord placed me. We were there, like the brother said, for about 10 years. Well, I don't know if he said that. But about 10 years there in Mexico. Actually, I'd heard some about the message before then. But there was a brother the Lord used to help us in the message. So I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And back, I guess it was around 95, 96, we came back to the States, back to Virginia where I was born, and found a little church there in Blacksburg, Virginia. At that time, our pastor was Brother Dale Ketch. And he was a fine pastor, loved him very much. But the Lord decided to take him home. But I'm glad when the Lord takes his man, he doesn't take his spirit. Right. So I'm glad there's men that can carry this message on. And appreciate Brother Sean. And we've been helping for about a year now. in a little church up in the mountains there in Virginia. Another pastor, elderly pastor, Brother Monroe Greeley. He's up in his late 70s now, and we felt to help him out. And we've been there for about a year. But, precious group there, too, that love the Lord and love this message. So just remember to pray for us. You know, it means a lot to know people are praying for you when you're out on the field and in foreign countries. You never know what's waiting around the corner, but I'm just glad that to know that there's somebody watching over us. Amen. And there's somebody hearing our prayers, so please remember to pray. If y'all would allow us to, I'd like to sing a song with my wife and have my daughter come also. Looking for a city.
I'm looking for a city, the one not made by hands. I'm looking over Jordan, I see the promised land. The waters will be parted and I'll be on my way. As we're crossing over Jordan, I can say, now I have that everlasting joy within. Since He came and took away my sin, the moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. I'm drinking from the fountain that floweth from on high, a well of living waters that never shall run dry. I'm feasting on God's manna, I'm praying day by day, and that everlasting joy is here to stay. Now I have that everlasting joy within. Since He came and took away my sin, the moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. I've heard the prophet's message, I've placed it in my heart. I've got the revelation that never shall depart. The rapture is upon us, the stage is set to go. We have this precious promise we all know. Now I have that everlasting joy within. Since He came and took away my sin, the moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy down in my soul. I've heard the prophet's message, I've placed it in my heart. I've got the revelation that never shall depart. The rapture is upon us, the stage is set to go. We have this precious promise we all know. Now I have that everlasting joy within. Since He came and took away my sin, the moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy down in my soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have that joy in your soul? Jesus brings joy to the soul. And we're looking for a city. Because here we don't have a continuing city. But we're looking for one to come. Just like Abraham. We're looking for that city. You won't find it in this world. That city is not of this world. But Abraham, he embraced that promise and he looked for that city. He traveled looking for that city. You know, and he just had to lift up his eyes a little higher. Praise the Lord. Because it's not a city of this world. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's stand this evening. How many believe Abraham found that city? Amen. God promised it to him. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6, I asked the brother if we could project the scriptures up here. We've got quite a few scriptures tonight, so hopefully we can move through without much delay here. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. Also in Romans chapter 2, Romans 2, verses 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. Amen. Father, we just ask now that you would just take this word, Lord, and do your will in every heart. Father, may we receive it into our hearts and may it be quickened there by the Holy Ghost to produce what you want to see in us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Circumcision of the heart. We know that circumcision was a covenant made with Abraham and his seed. But that was a covenant that was in the flesh. But here in Deuteronomy, it speaks of a different circumcision. It says, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed. So this is something that was necessary for Abraham and his seed. A circumcision of the heart. How many want to love the Lord with all your heart? You know, there's only one person that can do that. Love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. There's only one person that can do that, and that's the bride of Jesus Christ. Because she's in love with Him. But in order to love the Lord, we need a circumcision of heart. The Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Praise the Lord. The scripture that we read in Romans, Paul is telling the Romans, for he's not a Jew which is one outwardly. Now, there were a lot of people in Jesus' day that claimed to be the seed of Abraham. They claimed to be Jews. But Paul is saying, just because you're a Jew outwardly, that's not enough. Because the Jew also needed a circumcision of the heart. Praise the Lord. He is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise... You know, there's a little something interesting here, because the word Jew actually comes from Judah. In the Hebrew, Yehudi. A Jew came from Yehuda, Judah. And Judah means praised. So here, Paul is speaking of the spiritual Jew, whose praise is not of men, but of God. How many want your life to be a praise to God? We want to please God, and we want Him to be pleased in us, but we want our lives to be a praise to Him. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Scripture says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." So God wants us to declare His praises. God wants us to show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into the light. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that He didn't leave us in darkness? The Bible said you're a royal priesthood. Where are the priests of the Lord here tonight? You're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, offering spiritual sacrifices to God, which is the fruit of your lips, giving praise unto Him, pouring up praise daily before the people. What a high priest we have. Who's our high priest? The Lord Jesus Christ. And what a priesthood that we're in. This royal priesthood. The priesthood of the circumcision. Not of the flesh, but of the heart. The heart circumcised by the Holy Ghost. Then you can offer praise and adorations to God. The spiritual sacrifice. Your lips pouring out praise unto Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to praise the Lord. That's what we've been called for. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. The Scripture says, "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God." Amen. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. God looked at Abraham and He said, "There's a man that believes Me. He believes My word. He believes My promises. He's waiting patiently on My promises. He believes God. So I'm going to count it to him for righteousness. I'm going to count that faith that he has in Me for righteousness." So Abraham believed God. But then we read in Romans chapter 4 and verse 11, "And he received the sign of circumcision," after he believed God. "He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe." Where are those that believe tonight? The father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. But refers to this as a seal. Circumcision is the seal, praise the Lord. It's a seal of obedience. Romans 4 tells us that Abraham received the promise before he was circumcised. Then he was given circumcision as a seal of his obedience of faith. A confirmation. What made you a Christian? Because God called you before the foundation of the world to be a Christian. Then you got saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. You got eternal life. And why did He give you the Holy Spirit? As a seal. As a seal of your faith. You had faith first. The preacher says, how many wants to accept Christ as their personal Savior? Raise your hand. Brother Brown said, is that all right? Certainly. Certainly that's all right. That's good. But that's just the beginning. Then if you really believe it, really have accepted it in your heart and are taught right, then the Holy Spirit will come as a circumcision. So when we're talking about circumcision, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the new birth. The Holy Spirit will come as a circumcision that He gave Abraham after his faith, a confirmation. Now Abraham, after he was called out of the land of the Chaldeans, the city of Ur, he became a pilgrim, a sojourner. After he'd been proven, that he was going to go on and take God at His word. Then what did God do? He gave him a sign. Gave him a sign that He had accepted him. He circumcised him. He said, now you see, when you're called out, called to be separate, first you go through a trial to see if you're really going to go on. Praise the Lord. It's a lot of don't pass that trial. But He wants to see if you're really going to go on. Then God gives you the Holy Ghost, which is the sign that He's accepted your faith that you profess to have in Him. And each individual goes through a testing time. Every seed of Abraham does the same thing. Abraham and his seed. Where's Abraham's seed tonight? We'll look at that a little later. God had Abraham circumcised in confirmation of his faith. And what was circumcision? A sign. When you say, I believe God, I believe Jesus Christ, then God gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a sign that He's accepted your faith. Then you're sealed in the kingdom of God, not to the next revival, but unto the day of your redemption. Amen. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of your redemption. You say you believe. How many believe tonight? You believe God? You believe God's Word? Well, if you say you believe and haven't received the Holy Spirit, there's something wrong with your faith. I'm just telling you what the prophet said. There's something wrong with your faith. God circumcises the heart the minute the believer really comes in full surrender. A lot of times that's the problem. We haven't fully surrendered to Him. You say you believe, haven't received the Holy Spirit, something wrong with your faith. God circumcises the heart the minute the believer really comes in full surrender. When the believer firmly believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's under obligation to give him the Holy Ghost as a confirmation of his faith. You say, well, what's the matter? Why haven't I received it? Just your faith. That's all. If you surely believe, God's there to give it to you. The Holy Ghost is a gift. It's a gift of God. A gift of God that circumcises the heart. Cuts away the surplus flesh. Makes you a new creature in Christ Jesus. It's nothing you had to do in it yourself. It's a gift. A gift of God. When you believe correctly, God gives it to you. It's by faith. It's the delivering sign. The delivering sign for rapture. Now God gave Abraham the sign of circumcision. And that was the covenant that God made. That every Jew should be circumcised. Is that right? And what about us? Are we circumcised today? Yes. With the Holy Spirit. Not by flesh. Now God gave this commandment. That every male among them should be circumcised. And God, when He called Moses to go down there and deliver the children of Israel that were in Egypt, Moses had performed on his son the very delivering sign. So what is the delivering sign for rapture? Circumcision. He said it'd be like me saying, all right, all you church now, every one of you, you come in, you've been baptized here with water in the name of Jesus Christ. We put your name on the church book. And we're all going to glory together. But he says, but brother, that's not scripture. Unless you're born again. Circumcised of the Holy Spirit. I don't care how good you are or what church you belong to, how good your parents were, except you as an individual has been born again by the Holy Ghost, you'll never go in that rapture. You can't go. That's the very delivering sign, the circumcision. And the circumcision is by the Holy Spirit. What is this circumcision? It's a cutting away. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about circumcision. Same thing. It's a cutting away. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. The scripture says, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart. Praise the Lord. So every son of Abraham is circumcised today. Not of the flesh, but of the heart. The Holy Spirit circumcises the heart, cuts away the things of the world, and makes you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Circumcision is cut off surplus flesh. God, by His sovereign election, called Abraham. And God, by His sovereign election, is calling forth the seed of Abraham. The prophet says that if you're Abraham's seed, you can't dispute with God. Abraham's seed is a part of the Spirit. For God gave Abraham a sign of circumcision, cutting off the flesh, for a witness he had received him. And in this last days, has took the Holy Ghost and circumcised every believer of cutting off all doubts and unbelief. To believe God's Word is pure and holy, and it's the truth. Has God cut away all doubts? All unbelief from your life? Circumcision. Cutting away all unbelief. Everything. Cutting loose every shoreline. Saying, God, I believe You. I believe Your Word is truth. Live or die, sink or swim. It's Your Word. And I believe it. And that's what God does when a man comes to Him upon the basis of the shed blood of Christ. That man standing there before Calvary, recognizing himself condemned. We were born sinners. We were born condemned already by sin. But that man standing before Calvary, recognizing himself condemned, standing there with the Word in his heart, believing, saying, God, I believe it. I believe it was for my sin that Jesus died. That blood was shed for me. Then God manifests His power and love to that man and cuts away the things of the world. And you're no more a worldly creature. You're a heaven-bound son and daughter of God on the ladder to glory. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Circumcision. Notice, Israel came together at the temple. They met together there. And a proselyte, before he could come in to that temple, had to be circumcised. That's coming by the cutting off of the flesh of the foreskins of the male. Then a man, before he can come to Christ, praise the Lord, that true tabernacle, before you can come to Christ, the first thing has to take place, you have to be circumcised. Not in the flesh, but by the Spirit. It cuts all the world and the foolishness of the world, cuts it off of you by the gospel. So that's that blessed circumcision knife, praise the Lord. It's the Word. That's the blessed circumcision knife, the only one that I know of that can circumcise the heart. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is sharp, is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that's God's sharp circumcision knife. It separates and cuts off the surplus of the flesh. Cuts the world off of us. It's the Word of God. That's what God uses. He uses His Word. That's why that Word is so sharp. It's meant to cut. It's meant to cut the unbelief away. It's meant to cut the world off of us. Seems like many preachers today, they want to take the edge off the sword. But it's supposed to cut. If it doesn't cut, then we're not going to be circumcised. We're not going to be ready. Praise the Lord. It's God's sharp knife. It separates. It cuts off the surplus flesh of the world from us. The Word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword. So you see, come right back again. The Word of God is the thing that the Holy Spirit uses. Not creeds. Not denominations. The Word is what separates us from the things of the world. It cuts away our ideas and things, and wholly consecrates or separates us to God. You love the Lord? The Holy Spirit cuts away the surplus, cuts away the theology of this world, cuts away man-made doctrines, cuts away all unbelief. Circumcision. Galatians 3:27. Praise the Lord. It's getting warm. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now this isn't talking about water baptism. This is talking about baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's talking about Christ coming on the inside. Putting on Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, how many belong to Christ? If ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promises were to Abraham and to his seed. Praise the Lord. And through Christ, we are Abraham's seed. So the woman in the Old Testament, the woman had to be joined to her husband in order to receive it. Speaking of circumcision, because it was the man that was circumcised. But in the last days, God has poured out His Spirit, and the women are circumcised in the heart just like the man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, sisters. So there's a cutting away. Praise the Lord. It's not just the man now, it's the woman too. The heart has to be circumcised. So the seal of circumcision, it was a confirmation. When all the old things passed away, everything becomes new. When you make your confession and believe and accept the Lord Jesus, and you become meekness, patience, gentle, faith. Faith to believe God. Faith to believe divine healing. Faith to believe the whole Bible. To believe everything that God says. Then that's the evidence that you've been saved. God has circumcised all the unbelief. Praise the Lord. God has circumcised your heart, taken away all your unbelief, and you believe in God. You believe His Word. Praise the Lord. So what is sin? Sin is unbelief. Jesus said, "He that believeth not is condemned already." So you don't even have to do anything. You're already condemned. He says, drinking, committing adultery, you do that because you're an unbeliever. You're an unbeliever to begin with. That's the reason you... I hope you're not still doing those things, but if you are, it's because of unbelief. He says, now if you once get right with Christ, those things will just... He says, they're circumcised. They're circumcised at the altar. When you confess it, God just takes it away and puts the life of Himself in you. Praise the Lord. You become a new creature. When the Holy Spirit comes back to make you live this different life, with God's seal of His circumcision on your heart, to stop your drinking, to stop your smoking, your gambling, your cursing, your unbelieving, you're not believing in divine healing and works of God, and you receive God. And it's a seal that everybody knows about it from then on. That's what the evidence is. You passed from death unto life. All the things that you once done passed away. Because the life of Jesus Christ has put the Holy Spirit into and controlling you. Praise the Lord. He's become more than your Savior. He's become your Lord. He's controlling you, a new creature. And once purged, you have no more desire of sin as long as you live on earth. Praise the Lord. Circumcised. Now if you say, I'm still, you know, the Lord never did sanctify me from this thing. The prophet said if He sanctified you from one thing, He sanctified you from all of it. He takes your whole soul, body, and spirit. It's you that's never come to Christ right in the first place. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet, God's never circumcised you yet, give you a confirmation of your faith, you believe, but in a weak way. But when you really give up your whole self, when you surrender completely, then God fills you with the Holy Ghost as a confirmation that you really believe Him. You believe the whole gospel, and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost. The prophet preached the message. What is the Holy Ghost? The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost. And God gave Abraham the circumcision sign after he had accepted God on His promise and walked out into a strange country. It was a sign. And all his children and his seed after him should have this sign in their flesh, because it was a distinction. It was to separate them from all other people. This sign of circumcision. And that's what God uses today. It's the sign of circumcision of the heart. The Holy Spirit that makes God's church a separated church from all other creeds, faiths, and denominations. They're in all kinds of places, but God is calling them out, praise the Lord, to be a separated people. Any child that refused circumcision in the Old Testament was cut off from amongst the people. He couldn't have fellowship with the rest of the congregation if he refused to be circumcised. The prophet says, now pattern that to today. A person that would refuse to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost can have no fellowship among those that has the Holy Ghost. You just can't do it. Why is that? Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we need a new mind, praise the Lord. We need to lose that old mind. That's why people think we're crazy. They say, you lost your mind. That's right, we did. We lost our mind and we got the mind of Christ. So that's the spiritual mind that we need. And that's life and peace. And that comes by the new birth. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's an enemy of God. Because it's not subject to the law of God or to the Word of God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. That old carnal mind. It can't be subject to God's Word. Because it's against God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man. Who's the natural man? The man that hasn't been born again. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He looks at the things of God. He looks at going to church. He looks at people dressing right and women not cutting their hair. They say, what is that? That's crazy. They don't go to dances no more. They don't watch television. What's the matter? It's because the natural man can't receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I want the mind of Christ, don't you? I want to approve the things that God approves of. And I want to stand against the things that He doesn't. Praise the Lord. So that Holy Ghost, that circumcision, it makes us a different kind of people. No, there's that old proverb, birds of a feather flock together. Brother Branham was talking about, you know, why the person that refuses to receive the Holy Ghost can't have fellowship with somebody that has the Holy Ghost. It's like two different minds. And they're both going a different direction. Because birds of a feather flock together. It's an old proverb, but it's a true one. You don't see doves and crows fellowshipping. Their diets are different. Their habits are different. Their desires are different. And that's the way it is with the world and a Christian. When you've been circumcised by the Holy Spirit. You don't eat junk food no more. You don't feed on those old filthy things of the world anymore. God's given you a different diet. Amen. How many love the Lord? You love His Word? So you're so different when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Until the mind of this world, that old carnal mind, don't like you. They're against you. They don't want nothing to do with you at all. You're born of another world. You're just as much an alien as if you go to the far-flung regions of Africa. You're different when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And it's a sign. It's a mark amongst the people. Aren't you glad He's marked us? Praise the Lord. It's a sign. He sealed us with His seal. Praise the Lord. So when you're circumcised of the Holy Ghost, it does the same thing to you. It makes you do things that you didn't think you would do. It makes you take God's promise and believe God. Praise the Lord. We were once dead in sin and trespasses, like the prodigal son. But now we found grace, and God has forgiven us of our sins. He's also given us the seal, like He did Father Abraham, to confirm that He's accepted us. Father Abraham said he believed God, but He gave him a seal of circumcision as a confirmation that he did believe Him. Do we have that seal? Then we have one objective, and that's to serve God. We have one desire, to love God, to be a disciple, to be a follower. Praise the Lord. So being under God's covenant, circumcision. Brother Branham says in the token message, you say, I believe the message. That's all right. That's good. But you must have the token. You must have that delivering sign. Praise the Lord. To go in this rapture. You must have the token. You must have it on display. Without it, all your believing is in vain. You live a good life. You listen to what the Word says. You go to church. You try to live right. That's fine. But that's not it. He said, when I see the blood, when I see that token, praise the Lord. In that day, in Egypt, he had to see the actual chemistry of the blood because the life had gone out of the lamb. But that was an animal life. But here for us, here it's the life that was in that blood that was shed on Calvary. It's His own life that was in the blood. And the life itself is the token. And it has to be on display. The life of Jesus Christ applied to you. Living in you, praise the Lord. On display. Without that token, without the circumcision, you're not even in the covenant. The whole thing works together. If you say you're circumcised to the Word and it only, then you'll believe the Word. If you believe the Word, then the token has got to come. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the token. Hallelujah. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive your circumcision. We're circumcised by the Holy Ghost when the world is cut off. Are you in the covenant? Are you a Christian? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you circumcised by the Holy Ghost? All the world cut off of you? Then, brother, every promise in the Bible belongs to you. He said to His disciples, I'm going to give you the confirmation. The confirmation of this. As He did to Abraham. with circumcision. But he told him, wait up there at Jerusalem until you have the confirmation. Until you have the evidence. What was it? It was the evidence that our Joshua, our Jehovah Savior, had returned from the dead and given us evidence that when we die, we live again. We live again on the other side. Confirmation, confirming, giving the evidence of it. What's the evidence? It's the resurrection. It's the new life. Praise the Lord. It was the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. The circumcision now is the Holy Ghost. It circumcises our heart, and now we pass from death unto life. We've raised up with Christ in resurrection. Praise the Lord. You say, well, the resurrection of the saints is coming. Yeah, that day there will be a resurrection of the saints. Those that have already been resurrected with Christ. Praise the Lord. We've raised up with Christ in the resurrection and now sitting with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You believe that? We look back at our lives and we see what we were. Thank God we're not that anymore. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, praise the Lord. How many are in Christ? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The Creator has made a new creature. Praise the Lord. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You know, to be a partaker of His resurrection, before there can be a resurrection, there has to be a death. We have to be identified with Him in His death. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. This was Paul's testimony. He says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So that old man was dead. Praise the Lord. That old Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor, the hater of the Christians, he died. He died on the cross with Christ. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but now it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's. Where are those that are Christ's? Those that belong to Him? We've been bought with a price. With the precious blood of Christ. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Amen. Can you identify with Him in that cross? Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. Daily dying. And follow me. Brother Branham says, I appreciate testimonies. How many like testimonies? I appreciate music. You appreciate music? All those things, I appreciate it. But that isn't it. It takes the preaching of the cross. It takes a circumcision of the Spirit to bring life. There's where our sincerity has gone away. He says, when a man knows that it's wrong for these things to creep into his church and then don't tell them about it, we see it all around us. The things that they're allowing in church nowadays. It's a shame. Where's that deep sincerity? But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight to know that there's a circumcision of the heart. That God will cut away all the world and all the traditions of men and everything else so we can see Jesus. Amen. I want to see Jesus, don't you? I want to see Him. Where are we going to see Him? Praise the Lord. I want to see Him in you. But I want to see Him in me too. Praise the Lord. That's where I want to see Him most. I want to see Him in me. Is that the way you feel? Amen. I want to see Jesus. What's it going to take? A circumcision of the heart. So glad to know there's a circumcision of the heart. That God will cut away all the world and all the traditions of men, everything else, and we can see Jesus. See Him standing there in a pillar of fire, going before, performing the works, praise the Lord. Doing exactly what God said He would do. And bring forth a church filled with the Holy Ghost, doing the works that He said. These signs shall follow them that believe. The works that I do, shall ye do also. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Him working today. In this body. In this body. But it's going to take a circumcision. To bring forth a church filled with the Holy Ghost. Doing the works. Praise the Lord. You accept the Holy Spirit by faith. But then let the Holy Spirit come and give the circumcision as a witness that He's accepted your faith. We must wait on the Holy Spirit till it's done something. Not necessarily because we spoke in tongues or because we danced or we got emotional and shouted, but until we are changed. When He, the person, the immortal Spirit of Christ, becomes your personal Savior and changes you, and throws your views right straight into Calvary. Amen. Takes away that old carnal mind. And gives you His mind. Throws your views right straight into Calvary, to His Word. Then something's happened. Nobody will have to tell you about it. You'll know it when it happens. Circumcision of the heart. For He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. It's not just a put on. It's not just given the appearance of being a Christian. That's not what God's looking for. It's not how well you can make the outward look. But it has to be an inward work of the Holy Ghost. He's a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. In the Spirit and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men. Amen. We're called to be a praise to God. A royal priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices. Offering up praise to God. Showing forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness. Into this marvelous Word. Into this marvelous light. Are you thankful tonight? Would you stand with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time together in Your presence. Thank You for speaking to us through Your Word. And Lord, we're trusting You to do the work. And we know that You will. And every one of Your children. By faith, we are that seed of Abraham. And we want to love You, Lord, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. But You know, Lord, that we need that circumcision. We need that new birth. Without that, Lord, it's all in vain. Lord, You know each person that's here tonight. You know the old and you know the young. You know each one of us, Lord. You know our walk. You know where we're at, Lord, spiritually. If there are some that still haven't been circumcised, some that still haven't surrendered all to the Lord Jesus, that haven't received that seal of circumcision, if there are some among us tonight that still love the world and the things of this world, the hour is late. The rapture is at hand. We need that delivering sign. We need to surrender all to God. Let Him cut all the unbelief away. All the world. All our own ideas. All the desires of the flesh. Cut it away from us, Lord. Take Your word, Lord, and cut from our lives the things that are not pleasing to You. May You bless my brother, Lord, pastor of this little church. I believe he's a real man of God. I believe he loves the Lord and he loves the people, Lord. I know he's standing on this word. I pray that You continue to use him, Lord. This bride, she's going to be made ready. And we need that circumcision. May You deal with each heart, Lord. How many here tonight would just be honest and say, I know there's things in my life that I need God to cut away. I want Him to take that sharp knife of circumcision, that sharp two-edged sword. I want Him to separate me from all uncleanness, all unbelief, all the things of this world, so that I can love my Lord, love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. God bless you. God knows your heart. God sees your hands. And may He do the work. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to bring it to perfection. Just yield yourself to God. Surrender all to Him. Say, Lord, just do Your work on my heart. Whatever's not pleasing to You, just cut it away. Let the word come. That necessary word, Lord, whatever it be, just cut away from my life all doubt, all fears, unbelief, so that I can believe You, Lord, as Abraham believed God, so that seal can come. We thank You, Father. We commit it to You now, in the name of Jesus Christ.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, make me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus.
Jesus, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Amen, amen. Praise His wonderful name. I believe He's still circumcising today. Amen. I believe everyone that comes to Him, He's obligated to do it. Amen. As the Scripture said, we were at enmity with God. Amen. That He's found a way to bring us back. Amen. To reconcile us back into Him. And He uses a sharp knife. Amen. The Holy Spirit, sharp knife to do that. And I believe He's... You've been circumcised. I believe He's still doing some trimming, don't you? Things that we're not, it's not willful. It's not that we've decided in our mind that we're against God, but there's things that just, you know, maybe we don't see it right as the Word unfolds to us. And we find out, wow, I had a wrong idea on that. I had a wrong thought. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing that Word and cutting that thought away. Amen. Amen. But He's also, you know, the last ones that come in, they've got to come in the same way. Amen. There's no shortcuts. There's not a different way to come in now. It's the tried and true pattern. God showed it, our brother brought out from the Scriptures. He showed it in the Old Testament with Father Abraham, and we're the seed of Abraham, spiritually speaking. So if he had to have a seal or a sign given to him to show, you know, Brother Bram said that Abraham said, I believe you, Lord. And God then came back and gave Abraham a sign, said, yes, you did. And here's the sign that I've accepted your faith. Amen. Here's the proof that you did believe. Amen. Completely. Amen. Now I'm going to put a mark on you. I'm going to put a seal on you. Holy Spirit does the same thing when we repent, truly. Amen? And we're baptized in Christian baptism. We're promised that He'll come and give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? But in order to receive that, things have to be cut away. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Aren't you glad that we've got a pattern that we can trust? Aren't you glad that the Word says the same thing all the way through? We don't have to worry about some deeper or new way. It's the same way. Amen. Blessed be His wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. We haven't sang it for a long time. I don't think I need more. Jesus, more of You. I need so much more. I need more. Jesus, more of You. I need so much more. Jesus, more. When I have been all used up.